Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
At first glance, the school children from the Filip Kutev National School of Folk Arts in Kotel are no different from any other kids their age. They have their smartphones, their trendy hairdos. They're noisy, they laugh a lot, they argue. But unlike other children their age, they have chosen to dedicate their time to Bulgarian folklore. To them, it is a dream come true, giving them a profession, holding out promise of performing on stages in Bulgaria and abroad.
Музикалното училище в Котел е едно голямо семейство, не така често се изразяваме, тъй като учениците
много голям град от годината. Те живеят, говорят, учат. Сашка Ченкова, senior teacher at the school. We say that often because over long periods of time, the school children live, work and study in one school building where folklore is made part of our lives each and every day. The school where these talents are moulded is a national school set up in 1967. Celebrated musician Teodosis Pasov, for example, is a graduate of our school. To begin with, admission was for folk instruments. Later on, folk singing was added. 20 years ago, Bulgarian folk dance was introduced too. The instruments kaval, rebek, pandor, bagpipe are all taught here. But then we realized we needed to make our own instruments, so we created a luthier class. It is important what subjects are taught here. The children have all general education subjects, as well as theory of music, just like any other specialized music school. They acquire a rich panoply of knowledge of the art of music. They gain an insight into the fine details, so once they graduate, they can perform the function of music instructors. We asked Kalina Kustodinova, who is in the 11th grade at the music school in Kotel, about her favorite folklore region.
Харесвам ги всички, те са нашия фолклор, не мога да кажа за нито една, че
I like them all. They make Bulgarian folklore what it is, and each has its specifics. But the region I love most is the Rodopi region. I'm also very fond of Grauvo folklore. I myself am from Tsarevo in Mount Stranja. I have been singing since I was a little girl. When I was in the 7th grade, I made up my mind to devote myself to music, and it took me 2 years to prepare before I applied to the school in Kotel. I would like to tell all people who want to take up music that folk music should be performed from the heart, that they should endeavour to devote themselves to music entirely, so they're able to give their most beautiful and colourful rendition, says Kalina Kustodinova.
Thank you.
But how does one sit down and compose original music based on folklore? The answer from Dimitar Ivanov, also in the 11th grade.
Ами с много труд от моя страна. Започнах авторската си песен миналата година.
It takes a great deal of work. I started to write my own song last year, and I was helped very much by my singing teacher, Stefanka Gyurgyeva. I am from Asparuhovo village near Burgas. My grandfather also used to sing folk songs. It was thanks to him that I came to love traditional music. My sister also graduated this school. In our family, we are all musicians.
See me.